No, I put my foot in this one because I was like, I'm sitting down with Jada, the Jada Blue. You know what I'm saying? So like, let me turn up one time.
She said, let me turn up and maybe you turn.
Thank you.
You did it. You did Thank that. You very broke the knob.
Well, I want to talk about you.
We could get into me. We could get into me.
You are doing so many like
things. So many hats I wear every day.
From the moment I met you, I was like, I don't even, how do I even, because that's how I feel when I look at all the things you're doing. So I'm just going to go over at least the ones, the hats that I know about.
Mm-hmm.
Musician.
Yes.
Artist.
Check.
Hairstylist.
Check.
Makeup artist.
Check.
Actress.
Check.
You're in a movie right now called Robin.
Yes.
With some big name people.
Yes.
You yourself have a big name.
You know.
You know.
You know. Yes.
Where do I even begin? I guess my first question is, how do you even prioritize when bags come? Because they're coming from so many different, how do you make that decision?
So honestly, what I do is one of those things where, so I'm my own manager, my own agent. I represent myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I do all my negotiating, which I do not recommend.
I don't recommend it, but can I pause you really quick?
Okay.
It's possible.
It is.
A lot of people are like, I can't, not that you're doing everything by yourself 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why she looks so good today is all her, head to toe.
Yes.
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
And we'll get in more into that. But it's possible. It's possible.
It is very possible.
To get into the industry and to do all of these different things in terms of like, I'm talking about the actress and the talent part. It's possible to do that and to push yourself and to advocate for yourself,
yes,
which is what you do.
Exactly, every day. And the thing is, when you are a multi-hyphenate, as the kids call it today.
The kids.
You have to really have a sense of self.
Mm.
You have to know who you are. You have to know your goals, whether they're long-term or short. And you have to not only be able to take criticism, but also like give it. You know, like and show up in ways and environments to where people will literally try to belittle you. And it's because you wear so many hats. So sometimes I show up in spaces where I might be Jada the hairstylist or Jada the makeup artist. And when I do show up in those spaces, I look completely different because I show up as who I'm booked for.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever role I get, whether it is an actual role, whether I'm performing or whether I'm going to glam other artists or actresses, that's how I show up. And so just like you say, you show up in these environments and sometimes it can be very hostile.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's not sometimes until you do like the exchange of the socials and then people like do their own little research and they like, wait a minute, you
kind of,
very much like that, you know? But again, just being able to represent yourself in the best light, no matter what it is that you're showing up to do. And like you said, it's very, very possible, but it takes a lot of self-awareness and work and being very, very strong-minded, strong-willed, and unapologetic. Ask for things that are delusional and crazy.
Yeah.
And you'll see how many people give it to you. Because the thing is, if you downplay yourself, shortchange yourself, people will address you and acknowledge you as such. So you can't.
You can't.
Because I don't have nobody being a bad guy for me. I don't have nobody speaking up for me. So I have to be that. Now, when I'm sending these emails, I definitely have an alias. They don't know it's me. But yes, I'm speaking up for myself. And I'm doing my negotiating. And lucky for me, I have a cousin that's a judge. So I do kind of run certain things by her.
Yeah.
But she's also not like an entertainment lawyer. So she'll remind me every chance she get like, girl, you know more in this than I do. I don't really know, but if I were you, I would, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of use my discernment to kind of navigate through what I should and what I shouldn't do and aligning myself with the things that I think fit my goal.
Yeah.
The grand scheme of things.
The grand scheme, the big picture.
Exactly.
And that's really important, discernment. If you don't have discernment, pray for it. It will come.
Yes.
If you can't make decisions in this life, if things come at you and you can't discern what's going to be beneficial and what's going to add to your plate and what's going to work long-term, short-term, whatever term you're looking at, work on that. Yes. Work on that. Find ways to work on that.
Yes.
Volunteer. Do work around your community and make decisions in that space and like just work on it, but also pray on that.
Yes, definitely.
Because discernment in this space in Hollywood, look at everything. This entire year, everything that's come out. Discernment is so important.
Yes.
Because ain't nobody gonna talk about me.
At all.
Ever.
Okay.
Okay. And if you do, you can, but it's not gonna stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be everything that I represent.
It's gonna be, you're never gonna be able to say exactly. something. Yeah, that's because I have discernment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk a little bit about Robin.
Yes, let's get into Robin.
Oh, that was so good. You were a different person. You were you, but like.
So, fun fact, Robin, that was my second movie. So, I'm also in another movie called I Hate You to Death.
She's in a movie called I Hate You to Death.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
So, Robin was my second one. So, I was a little more acclimated when it came to like. Getting into character. But the funny thing is, like, where I grew up, that girl, Q, that's my character's name, that's who I was in high school.
You just tapped into her.
Yeah, minus, like, the bank Robin and all of that kind of stuff. But, like, the fiery personality, that was me in high school. I am a completely different woman now.
Like, Oh, my God.
You
so
couldn't
demure.
Pay me to wear a purse. To arch my eyebrows, makeup, girl, what is that? I hated it.
Me too.
Okay, like, what? You want me to wear heels? What? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I got shoes.
Yeah.
I got sneakers.
Sneakers and basketball shorts and my hair in a big puff.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're getting.
That's what it was. So it wasn't hard for me to tap into Q because I just pulled from, like, my childhood experiences and stuff like that. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I love the role because it was also my first role not being like a love interest to someone. So I didn't have to like play that. It was just like all about me. I didn't have like a supporting character for Q.
Yeah.
Q was just Q. Obviously, we were all supporting Robin, Saraya. But yeah, I got to be my own person and I love that for me.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
And it was just so fascinating too because I didn't know you were an actress. I just knew about your singing career.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, I just asked this girl to be my hairstylist, one of my hairstylists for Media Day for the LA Sparks.
Yes.
She in the movie.
This girl is in a whole movie. Thing is, I had just wrapped the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, like the week before. The week before, I had literally just wrapped filming Robin.
That's so crazy.
Going from being on set as an actress and then going to be on set as a hairstylist for Media Day. It's very humbling, but that's the thing when it comes to me and just anybody who have multiple talents and gifts and so many things to offer to this world. Don't let people shrink you and tell you that you can show up and be one thing and you have to be that one thing. Show up and know how to add value to the space regardless of what it is that you're supposed to be doing. So it's not an issue for me to go on set and beautify someone else because it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's not always about you.
It's not always about you.
Message.
It's not always about you. Okay. I don't know if y'all taking notes. This might be the episode to write a few things down because it really isn't always about you.
It's not.
When it is, turn up. Let that light shine. Turn that light all the way on.
Yes.
But when it's not about you, do your best to make sure that who it is about and what it is about is getting all the shine, all the acclimates. That hair is tucked in. Them lashes are on the lash line.
Exactly.
I'm very serious about that. Get the lash on the lash line.
Exactly.
And make sure that they're looking their best and feeling their best so that they can do their job because that's a reflection on you as well.
Exactly. And I do not play about anything I water or nurture. I don't care if I'm doing your hair. I don't care if I'm doing your makeup. I don't care if I'm making you something to wear or I'm putting on a show or I'm acting in a show.
Yeah.
I don't play about anything that represents me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm always put love into it. And I believe that. I went on tour with the artist after I got done filming a movie. I'm an artist myself. And the thing is, like I said before, so many people feel... kind of embarrassed, honestly, to say that. But I realized it's like, before you stand before God, you always want to feel empty, and not in a sense of like being drained, but in a sense of giving your all.
Oh, giving everything.
Watering everything that you had to water, and, you know, watering the seeds that you planted. I want to feel like I've exhausted all of my talents. I don't want to have any should've, would've, or could've left in me because I did everything.
Yeah.
And the thing I will say is once I stepped out of my own way, because at first I wasn't always like this. At first I'm like, girl, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm not going to be doing nobody here. And I'm not doing nobody makeup. Girl, what? No, I'm not doing that.
They can figure it out themselves.
They can figure it out. But what I learned is that a lot of the relationships that I have today and a lot of the opportunities that I've gotten are because of me stepping out of my own way and showing up on set to do someone's hair and showing up to do someone's. I wouldn't be sitting here if I wasn't on set doing someone's hair. We would not have met each other in that capacity. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like you never know which gift or talent you have is going to open up the doors for you. You might have your design one way thinking like, okay, I'm going to just be an actress or just be an artist. And it's like, God is telling you, like, girl, you can do those things, but the person you need to meet, they're going to be sitting in your chair.
Over here. Yeah.
You got to do their hair. They have to want to know you. And the only way they can trust you is by you servicing them and making them feel good or sitting there having that conversation with them. Because, you know, as a service provider, we're therapists.
Yes. Yes.
we're everything. We're a lot of things.
Unlicensed over here, by the way.
Yes.
But, you know, I just let Holy Spirit lead me.
Okay.
Because sometimes, sometimes people come to me with their problems and I'm like, hold on. Hold on.
Baby, hold on. Please don't dump on me.
Please.
Not today.
Today's a bad day.
Today's a bad day.
And I just let Holy Spirit, I'm like, please step in because this is a great client.
Exactly.
But what they're going through is not so great, you know? But yeah, sometimes we have to be therapists.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to fill that space as well.
Exactly. And people don't forget that. They never forget how you make them feel. They never forget how you make them look in those moments. And like being girls, girls, like how we are, like that's something that, you know, we pride ourselves on. So a lot of those relationships and opportunities do come from you listening to someone, letting someone be your outlet or vice versa, or making them feel pretty when they probably walked in and sat in your chair feeling the opposite.
Feeling crazy, yeah.
Yes.
Feeling all over the place.
Feeling insecure.
That happens too.
All the
time. Feeling insecure, yes. That's a big one too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how I ended up working with athletes. I don't feel that, you know, celebrity culture is completely like saved or completely dealt with. I do know that they have a plethora of artists and hairstylists and makeup artists to pull from. And there's so many people who want to work in that space. And I do feel like culture is built in that space already. Now, I could be speaking out of turn. I have worked with my own share of celebrities. It wasn't really for me in that time period, but working with athletes, I was able to negotiate my own rates, do all of those different things and not be compared to any other artist, while also being in a space where there isn't a lot of girls like us.
That's very true.
And there are girls like us on the court. There are girls like us, you know, in the studio talking about the games, but there aren't many girls like us that are getting them ready.
Yes. Talk about it.
And I know, I know it's desired. I know that, you know, a lot of the reason why athletes appreciate me is because I'm not going to let you, even if I'm not a hairstylist, if I clock the hairstylist and it's not a hairstylist that I would have hired, then I'm immediately making sure edges are laid, making sure everything is tucked, making sure everything looks good before those lights go on. And that's not just, I'm not even just talking about Black women, because that's already an issue on its own. But in the sports industry, sometimes it could be all women.
Yes, it is.
Who are we hiring? You know what I mean?
Who are we hiring?
Who are we hiring?
Whose auntie is this?
Who approved this? Bestie.
Okay.
How did you get in here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? You know, I've done a lot of work to become the makeup artist that I am, and I've tailored my look to represent the clients that I desire. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me, walking into spaces and seeing that, you know, not that anybody's being hired, but that the work in terms of the aesthetic of the talent isn't being taken as seriously as in some cases with celebrities.
Yeah.
I feel like straight out the gate, that's, you know,
Oh yeah, that's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
With artists, musicians, actors, they don't play because their look is everything.
Their look is everything.
It's everything. They don't play that before people even know who you are. They have to see you. I always tell my friends that too. What you have on and what you look like is the conversation starter. People don't want to hear you.
And that's not just for women. It's for men too.
Yes, that's for everyone.
It's for everyone. That's the industry. That's the industry. And a lot of conversation, I can tell that like sports is getting big, not just with the W, but everywhere in college as well, especially with NIL deals.
Yep.
A lot of eyes are on a lot of people. And not just... it's not just about protecting insecurities. It's also about protecting brands.
Hello.
When you have athletes who don't, their only focus, honestly, just like an artist and just like an actress, is to be on their craft, which for athletes, it's that sport that they play. Yeah. They shouldn't be ever worried about what they look like.
Ever.
Ever. And it's one thing to be on the court playing your game.
I was just about to say that. But baby, when you're off,
when
that,
you're
court,
off that court,
you should not look like you're on the court.
At all. Ever. That's just, no, that's just not. Look at how they treat male athletes.
Yes.
When they're off the court, when they're on the carpet.
Baby.
I've done my own chair. Royalty.
Royalty.
Move out the way. And that's not new. That's
been a thing.
That's been a thing.
Yeah.
So my thing is like, you know, coming into this industry, I'm looking around and I'm like, why isn't this something that's being taken care of? I'm talking to agents and I'm like, I'm here, just so you know, I'm here. Your client loves me. I don't know if that matters to you, great. If not, let's focus on the talent. I'm going to make sure that she looks impeccable in this commercial.
Exactly.
Nobody, if anybody talks about the commercial, they're not going to talk about the way that my client looks.
Hello.
It's not going to come up in conversation. They're going to be focused on what my client can do. Ooh, that girl's really pretty. Or ooh, that girl looks put together, or ooh, that girl looks a bit of me. Mm-hmm. She looks like she'd understand what I'm going
exactly.
through. Let me tune into what she does. Let me look at what she does. Let me look into her brand.
Yes.
So that for me is very important. And it's not just important for commercials and photo shoots and things like that. It's also important for inner work, media stuff.
Yes.
A lot of these media looks go out to brands and go out to businesses. And when they're looking through picking people, they're like, okay, I like her. I don't really like her. I like her. I like her style. It's okay to bring your personality and your person to those media looks, but also have everything put together.
Polished.
It's like, what are those for models? The, you can say it. Lookbook is close,
like,
but
lookbook,
the that first, that it's that clean card. I don't know why I'm blanking.
Yeah. It's like a clean headshot type of.
Headshots.
Yes.
Like, yes, headshots. When you have your headshots done, it's nice and clean. You're showing your body. You're showing your face, but everything is clean. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know.
Your
looking,
hair is either pulled back. It's right. Nothing, no extra, nothing.
Yes. Very, very natural makeup. Like, that's how it should be for media day, because these are things that are going to be used to say, like, this is so-and-so. This is who you're talking to today. That's going to be the face. And it's going to help them know what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. Can I talk to her about hair? Can I talk to her about makeup? Can I talk to her about getting her nails done? Like, this is all coming from the way that you present yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where these opportunities are coming from. So,
yeah.
Speaking of media day, we worked on the media day together.
Yes, we did.
It was with the Spark.
It was so much fun. That was my first time actually doing a media day. I didn't know what to expect. I expected everything and nothing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it was your first time.
That was my first time.
Yes. You looked so good.
Thank
you.
You
stole the show.
And I was not trying to. I was fighting for my life that morning. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go all the way out here. I'm tired.
You were tired.
I want to look presentable. Girl almost just rolled out of bed and just put on anything. I was like, you know what? Let me look a little piece of cute.
And he was like, who is that? I was like, that's my new hairstylist friend.
Okay, friend.
She does music. Had no idea you were an actress.
Okay.
Again.
No
that
idea.
Was, that slapped me in the face. I was
Plot
like,
twist.
Okay. But yeah, like, I was so happy that you were there. I had other hairstylists there and then other makeup artists there as well. A beautiful day. I think that we did a beautiful job.
We did.
I have a little game for you.
Okay.
So since we did media day, you kind of got an idea of what I was going for my aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about some other media day looks that I did.
Okay, period.
So we have a little game called Glitz Glam.
Okay.
Media Girls. Okay, so it's going to be on that screen.
Okay.
I'm going to show you players. These are like some of my favorite media like picks that I've seen over the last couple of months. So a lot of it is W-based.
Mm-hmm.
I got to shake W. W's in my veins. I just really love it. They ate this year.
Girl, in your past life, you was in the W.
I think so. No, I think I was balling.
Like, she's an athlete.
No.
Like.
And none of those talents transferred into this lifetime. no, I do. I've always loved the girls who are in the W. So when we were in high school, not all of them, of course. I didn't know everyone. But, like, the ones that I knew in high school that are in the W now, loved them. And then the ones that I knew in college that are in the W now, loved them. And then it just kind of, like, spread.
Yeah.
So I do have my favorites. Yeah, I do have my favorite athlete girlies.
Yeah. Emphasis on favorites. I do have my favorites.
I do have my favorites. But I do love seeing, like, women just be beautiful in any area. And I do love it in this space because they don't have the same resources that other celebrities have.
That's so very, very true.
Them doing it here, for me, I'm like...
The girls are fine.
The girls are gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. They look like supermodels.
What's happening?
Girl, I don't know, but I love everything that's happening in women's sports, period. The track girls.
The track girls.
Everybody's fine.
Everybody is fine. And I'm like, okay, I know y'all work out.
But baby, what else y'all doing?
What else are you doing?
Because y'all look good.
All the time.
Yes.
I like even like their skin.
Yes, beautiful.
Skin.
Beautiful.
I love working with athletes.
Do y'all eat dairy? No? What about sugar? Because baby, mine show.
The thing is, some of them eat crazy.
Yeah, they
do. And they know. Mm-hmm. De'Erica, I'm calling you out, girl. She eats crazy. And her skin.
Her skin is beautiful.
Her skin is beautiful.
Mama D, her hair is beautiful.
Oh my God.
I did her hair right before the All-Star game.
Yes.
And she wore it when she went out to Paris.
Saw her at the airport.
Yes.
And I was like, you look so good.
Yes. Model.
What is it?
Like a model. What is it?
What is it for real? She looks great. And the thing is, she popped out a kid. When Legend came out, she looked like she did not have a kid.
Oh, for sure.
But she was holding the kid in front of her. I was like, what? That was like the first media day that I did. Yeah, I was like, oh, you auntie, like, body. And it's like, okay, I get it. You know, you run down, you run up and down, you get the ball. But like, how is that translating into skin, hair, nails, body, yes. Everything? It's everything.
Snatched.
So,
everything. Snatched.
So yeah, I had to shout you out. She does eat crazy. So it's not the food.
It's not the food.
Maybe
it's the workout.
Maybe we just need to touch a basketball and see what happens.
Maybe we need to sweat more. Because I don't like sweat.
I try sweating.
I mean,
I don't like it either.
I don't.
It actually isn't good for my skin. I get eczema.
Girl, you see my shoulders, girl.
Like, as soon as I work out, I got to get in the shower.
Yes, immediately.
Immediately. Yeah, so I'm like, I don't get it. Maybe what we have to do is work out all the way through, like get all the scales on our skin. And then once it
look
comes
at our nails.
Off,
what are we doing?
Oh, yeah, I can't lift anything with this.
I'm not doing nothing with these.
This whole setup, I did nothing for this to look like this. I genuinely just showed up. I don't do anything. I don't even carry my own bag at this point.
That's a luxury.
That is a luxury.
Are those your nails?
No, these are press-ons.
These are mine. Mm-hmm. Except for this one. I broke this one.
Yours.
This one snapped in half. But, yeah, these are my nails.
I'm looking in the back. They are.
These are mine.
Those are gorgeous.
Thank you.
No, you really can't do anything.
Girl.
Mine's like, you know, I don't really have anyone carrying my bags, y'all. Mine's are like, they're cheap press-ons, but it helps me to practice because I like doing my own nails.
Mm.
And so I've been practicing on filing. These were actually box cut and I didn't like them, or coffin.
They look sexier that shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they look sexier.
Yeah, so I went to work and just got them together. But yeah. I love your nails.
Thank
That's
you.
Fire.
I feel so grown with long nails.
I feel like you feel expensive. You know what I mean? I feel like,
yeah, these are my nails.
That's insane.
Girl, this is crazy. Every day I forget that they're mine. I'm trying to do things. Like, I'm the opposite. I like doing things. Yeah. And I forget that these are my nails, so they will break.
They will break.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was one time when we first met, actually, I was talking about how thick my hair is, and you went right in. Started like, you know.
Touching on your scalp.
You got strong fingers.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
I heard I give the best massages.
I think you do.
And hair washes.
You did like just a little bit, like just to see how thick it was. And I was like this. I was like, what? Where can I book you? How do I go through deposit?
Deposit.
It felt amazing. I have no hair. And I was like, what can I, come just get you to wash it? Wash and go?
There
felt amazing. Yeah. With nails.
With nails.
Insane. Okay, we're going to play a little game. So I'm going to have the girls come up. I'm going to have you look at them. And they're all really good. These are all, like, these are some of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be, like, scary. Not that anyone's scary.
What? Scary?
I'm just...
Hear that?
No one's scary. I'm just preparing her so she's not thinking any... Anyway, we're going to start the game. And I just want to, we're just going to discuss each media day picture.
Okay.
Things that we would add, things that we would take away, things like that.
Okay, period.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this is Odyssey. Cute. She's a cutie, right?
She is a baddie.
Also.
She gives IG baddie.
She gives IG baddie.
She gives rich baby
is
daddy.
Is she IG baddie?
Rich.
Is she? Hey, Odyssey.
Hey, girl. You give rich baby daddy.
She
baddie.
Rich. She rich. Just never have to work again.
Yeah, girl, you fine.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Gorgeous.
Like, so this is what she does. She play
softball.
Damn, even the softball girls are fine.
That's what I'm saying.
The girls are fine. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know if it's tutorials or what. But y'all look good, baby.
They look good.
They look good. Like.
Everything I'm pulling, by the way, these are all girls that I would love to work with. So I left out the people that I do work with.
Oh, that you
with.
Actually did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we was going to have some fun with that.
No, this is a judgment-free zone. Judgment-free zone for Donnie did it.
Period.
No, but I would love to work with her. I like the, for me, makeup-wise, I'll go first, clearly. For me, makeup-wise, I like the second look. Because of the lip. I like the, just for what she's going for here, I feel like it's more professional lip. No, the right, yeah.
Clean.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that lip. I think that it's beautiful on her. I think that for this shoot, it pulls her blush a little bit. And it almost looks like the picture is too, like, it has too much color.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Like more of a natural soft, like not really glossy, but kind of just like a satin sheen on the face.
Yes.
I get exactly what you mean. And me personally too, I think her natural eyebrows are like thick like that, but I wouldn't go as harsh with the brow. I would make them more like bushy boy, but not so filled in, if that's a thing.
But because that lip, gorgeous. She's gorgeous. That lip and that eye, especially, I think she has lashes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already, that's already going to cut through to the point where we're like, oh, we know she a bad. We know she a baddie.
She is.
Yeah. Yep. Love the look, though. Love her face. Goodness gracious. Call Donnie did it. Yeah. Call Jada Blue.
Girl.
Listen, we're in L.A. Okay. Next.
Oh, she's so
my
cute.
My girl. Girl, and the thing is, I don't have to. I don't have to, but I would have flown across state, not across state, across country.
Okay, period.
To be there for your media day. Clearly, you didn't need me.
Yeah. I love
sometimes
seeing her
I need
on the
you.
Court.
I love seeing her, period.
Yeah. And she keeps this blonde hair.
She keeps the blonde.
She keeps the blonde.
She did the blonde for the skin
branding.
Shoot that we did.
I love that. Because even though you're an athlete, you understand that you are a brand. So it is very important to keep up with what you look like. And I see her consistently wearing the blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I like that girl.
She even does like a little like she'll like I made a video on TikTok about it. She had her honey blonde in for a little bit for the autumn. Yeah, I was like, oh, you brought that back.
Yeah.
So she definitely plays around and stuff, but like
she sticks to her
even when she does braids.
Yeah, blonde.
They'll be blonde.
branding.
I know that I love that she, you know, prepares herself for these, gets her brows done, lashes done, everything is done, hair done, so that on these days, everything looks put together.
Yes, even her whites it, period.
White nah, okay, period. Okay, next. This is Dana Evans. She plays for the Chicago.
Okay, I don't think I've seen her before.
So she, I actually, she kind of, I think she kind of got lost a bit in terms of like outside of the sport. She got lost a little bit because Angel's on that team.
Oh, yeah. She there's came some in other, like.
There's some other, Kaiser was on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy hitters on that
okay,
team.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. She's really gorgeous. She's also into makeup. I think she has her own lash company.
Okay, I can see that. And she has beautiful features.
Yeah.
Very full lips. Her cheekbones are top tier.
To not to play with. Yeah, okay.
Her almond eyes. Like, I love that.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, you can't really see her hair. I think it's curled. Like, it had soft curls in it. And I really love the way that she does her hair, especially when she has her hair like this, and you can't really see it.
Yeah.
And for me, that I think it wasn't just her. There were some other people who had black hair for their media day shoots, and it kind of just looks like it's like hair just sitting there
just
instead
sitting
of like
there.
Having like
shape
and
body and
she
volume.
Knows how to do shape and body. So this actually isn't like a critique on the actual look. It's camera crew, but
period.
But I do feel like. It maybe, I don't know, like maybe like a 1B or something a little lighter so that the light bounced off of it better.
Yeah, because it's very jet black. And I noticed that a lot of women, I don't know what it is, ladies, but women love jet black hair. And I don't think they realize how much, especially melanated women, I don't care what shade of melanin you are, jet black hair will wash you out.
Wash you all the way out.
Yes.
You're gone.
Yes. Unless you want to look drab. And super...
Very Wednesday.
Yeah, very Wednesday. Jet black hair washes you out.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of women understand how important knowing your undertones are
mm-hmm.
and what hair colors and shades
work
to make your skin pop, your features pop. Like, it is a thing.
It is.
I've never been a fan of jet black hair.
Listen.
Ever.
I think I did it once. I think I wanted jet black hair. I wanted it, and I got it, and I was like, help.
Tan.
Help me.
Somewhere.
Help me.
Yes,
somebody help.
Exactly.
Help me. And that was when I was on the East Coast too. So
oh, for sure.
I had
you
no
was
color.
Lighter. Yeah.
I was lighter. Mm. Scary.
Yeah.
Very Wednesday.
Contrast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Washed out for sure.
Yeah.
I think also, you know, there's room to play with it and stuff. But like, I think when you're being put on camera and stuff, there needs to be someone there to tell you like, this is what's going to look good on camera.
Yes.
And this is what's going to photograph the best.
Yes.
Because especially athletes, they're very malleable. They love to know.
Yes,
because they don't
do.
Want to ever
and
look
I love
back
that.
And be
and
like,
I love that about
love that.
Them. That's one thing I learned, and I appreciated with working with the girls from Media Day. They're very open
yeah.
to things.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I come they're over
like,
and I'm like, oh,
okay.
Look at you.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah. They're like, I trust you. I'm like, you just met her.
Yeah, you just met her. Like, okay, you just came and sat in my chair. It's two other girls, and you sat in mine. I like you.
I like you. Yeah, they loved you. That was, I also think too, is the way you present yourself. You gotta find like a
remember
balance.
What I said,
yeah.
Before people want to hear you or know why they should even interact with you or work with you, they gotta
they gonna
see
look at
you.
Yeah.
If you look like the perfect representation of what it is that you're selling, I wanna work with you.
Exactly.
I wanna see what you're selling.
I do trust you.
Okay.
I just met you and I do trust you.
I see your makeup done. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you
know what
good.
You're doing. Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You know how you
yeah.
like to look. You know what looks good.
Exactly.
I trust you.
Yeah. You had, you know, your frontal was laid.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh.
Her. Fix me.
Help me.
Exactly.
Okay, next. Izzy.
Izzy, you are such a beautiful girl.
Izzy's really
don't
beautiful.
Don't let nobody play in your hair like this again, Izzy. And I'm only saying that because your features are so beautiful and the way, can they hear me?
Is
the
mic
way
on?
That they have your hair curled and coming to the front, it is literally taking away from how beautiful you
her
are.
Her face.
Yes. Like the front should have been probably face framed. And then the thing is with a center part, a lot of girls want that Wednesday look, but they don't realize you have to push it back and then
yep.
pull the hair forward. Because naturally your hair does not fall like this. If your mm-hmm. hair is falling like this, you want to bang. clearly if it's falling in your face.
Yeah.
You want a bang.
Exactly.
You don't want a center part with your hair falling like this because look how gorgeous she is. It's taking away.
There's a part of her eye that's already in her brow that's covered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's very important to know, like, what works. I honestly would have liked to see her hair back.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think, though,
a ponytail or something, but a cute one.
I think the issue, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I think for me, Izzy's hair is always like in braids or pulled back in some type of facet. And so I wanted her to do something like this.
Different.
I just want it to work.
For her.
For her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe
for sure.
Even like a wavy, like more of like that wavy kind
anything.
Of.
Anything. But like the biggest issue is right here. This area just needs to be pushed back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That would be it.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful.
Stunning.
Gorgeous.
You could do anything on her.
Oh, anything. And she would eat.
And she would eat down bad.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I love working with her. Her sister's a makeup artist.
Oh, really? That's who did her makeup?
I don't know if she did her makeup for this.
Makeup
I just
looks pretty. And she has a makeup beautiful does natural look pretty. Brows, too. I can tell that.
Yeah, she does. Nice I take no time on her brows.
Yes.
But I know her sister has done her makeup a few times that I wanted to do it. And I have to give it to her. She's a great artist. She's a great artist. She's also a basketball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Period. I know that's right.
Like, yes. Several hats. We are a fan of several hats, girl. Yes. But yes, she does her makeup. So she's technically not my client, but sometimes, you know, I get my hands on her.
Okay.
When I get my hands on her, I'm going to make sure that hair is pushed back.
Gorgeous. Pretty smile, eyes, cheekbones, like gorgeous.
Shoulders. I mean, you could go all the way down. Yeah.
A lot of the girls in the W look like they should be supermodels.
Yeah. She should
gorgeous.
Be a supermodel. She's done some work with Vogue, but like it needs to be more.
Yeah.
I want to talk to her team and be like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Because why was she not in Milan?
Exactly. That's where I'm talking about.
Like, why was she not at some of these shows in London and in Paris?
Exactly.
She was free. I don't know how free you were.
Not she was free. I don't know how free
I don't know
you
how
were.
Free you were. But
baby, they should have made time.
They should have put you on a jet.
Because she's gorgeous.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could have definitely done all of that stuff. Put her in any, and they can put her in anything too, because she has the body for it.
Yes.
Okay, next.
I love her. Let me tell you something. Every time I see her, if you took off the jersey, it would look like print for some makeup or skincare or
absolutely
hair product. This girl is gorgeous. She's another one that give rich husband.
Yes.
Don't need to do nothing.
Don't need to do nothing.
Baby.
Okay. She looks like a 2000s like
video
vixen, but like one
actress,
of the ones that
but the ones that wasn't like ratchet.
Yeah,
it was the ones
like
that everybody
the
wanted.
Yeah,
wind blowing.
Yes,
everybody looking as she walked by.
Yes,
it's like you can hear music. Exactly. I saw you walking. Bobby Valentino was giving slow down because I just want to get to know you.
Exactly.
Like this blowout, it's like sexy messy bed hair, but like. Beautiful.
Tossed in all the right ways.
In all the right ways and places. I love it. I don't know. What you got to say?
Man, I mean, I love it. I've studied it for a while. I think I would have put that where that part is. I would have pushed it all the way through. Just to make it a little bit more professional. But I think the thing with Kaiser is that she already looks professional.
Yeah.
And she also gives professional. So, maybe this works because it kind of gives a little bit more of, like, that loose, like you said, like, that
messy.
Messy.
I don't think she wanted it to be
so, like,
tamed and perfect. And that's what I realized, too, with, like, doing hair now with wigs. There was a period where everybody wanted every strand in place.
Yes.
But right now
it's like,
girls want flowy hair.
They want
like,
it to you look don't like you don't want, the wind is in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't want your hair to really behave. Like, certain styles require a bob, unless it's a messy one, it requires you. We need our when it's in its natural state, we want you to behave.
Yes.
But when it's like this, you want it messy and just playful and just run your fingers through. You don't want to have to worry about like, is this curl still in place? Like, so I could tell by how her hair is layered and the blowout the way it is. Definitely like playful.
Especially for media day too, as well. Because like even on our media day, we couldn't be with everyone.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't be everywhere all at once.
All at once.
So knowing that like you're over here doing your own thing and you know the curls I put in, it's okay if they move a little bit.
Yeah. Or,
you know, the gloss is okay if it shifts a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's still gonna give us what we need.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep.
I like the pink lip.
It's not so pink.
Yeah, I probably would have done some. Even like in this second shot, it looks a little bit better. Mm-hmm, I probably just would have toned it down just a little bit because I would want it to look more like a flesh lip.
Yeah, like a natural color pink, like Colgate toothpaste product pink. Yeah, not Barbie pink.
Not Barbie pink. Mm-mm. But she is a Barbie. She is a doll.
She is.
Mm.
She's gorgeous.
Clearly, I love the Chicago girls, okay?
Chicago got the baddies, too.
They got the baddies,
too. Sparks got the baddies.
Yes.
Chicago got the baddies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The models.
Yeah.
Okay. Number. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say number. Next.
Who is this?
This is Taryn.
Why are you laughing?
Because you got. Just quiet. I think Taryn is gorgeous. Oh, I actually wanted to talk about this because I feel like
it's clean. When I look at this, it's very clean, but it looks like from the shape of her eyes, I don't think they should have really did that white baby doll pop in her eye, or maybe that's what they kind of wanted to go for to make her eye. Because her eyes, she has pretty eyes, mm-hmm. her eye color, but
Yeah, I don't think she needed that either in her waterline.
Yeah, I think it was unnecessary. I think it looked like they probably just threw on like some tinted moisturizer or something. And mm-hmm. she wanted like a clean, I'm really playing look.
Yeah, I like
some
it.
Of the girls. Yeah, some
I
of the
I just don't
girls
like that band.
Went for like a baddie look, mm-hmm. which I get.
Which I get.
100%.
It's their media. That's what
it
I'm saying.
Is. This picture is going everywhere.
Yeah, people are forgetting that like media day picks. We barely see them like out here in the open. You'll see it like for roster stuff. You'll see one shot, but like they have media packets that go out.
Yes.
For them to like book other things.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to like represent that. Yes, you play a sport, but you also want to be able to
marketable. In other areas, like in other markets. You want to be marketable.
Yeah, there's other ways to make money, ladies, not just shoe deals.
Yeah. Hello? Message.
Message. No, seriously, because I personally am never going to buy a basketball shoe. I do have a lot. I don't know what to do with them. Maybe I'll do a giveaway. But
that would be smart. You should.
Yeah.
But yeah, like girls want to look cute. Like it's like we love the fact that our peers and the people that we know are getting these shoe deals, but we're never like if I buy the shoe, it's literally in support of you. It's not
it.
Like, oh, I need to get this shoe because I just want to wear this shoe.
Right.
No, it's like I don't even really like sneakers, to be honest.
To be honest.
But I'm just one person. I'm not saying that everybody
thinks
like
there's
that.
There's people who think differently for sure. But yeah. I definitely feel like the people that I've interacted with on socials and in person, on my side, especially from the beauty fashion side, like if they're going to support, like even like Angel had a drop where she dropped an actual collection. There's like pieces in there that you can wear as your regular mm-hmm. clothing, your regular outfits. I had a girl here the other day who I love, Nia. She worked on designing leotards for gymnastics.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
But they are also bodysuits.
Yes.
So she's like, when she goes into designing, she thinks, oh, like, how can I, you know, make something that's going to also, I could wear it with jeans or I could wear it out.
Yes, that is the goal.
That is the goal. Make something that, like, the girls that get it can take and apply to their daily lives.
Even yeah.
Like with Lexi doing, like, you know, her deal with Cruise Textures.
Yes.
And Angel does it too. Like, I'll buy bundles.
Yeah.
I'll buy bundles before I
we'll
buy
do bundles,
a basketball shoe or
weaves,
a cleat.
Wigs before a cleat.
I don't know what to do with a cleat.
Look at it. Put it up in
scary.
The house.
maybe put it in like a shelf or something.
Yeah, that rotates. It's the core at this point.
It's the core.
It is. And in my house don't even look like a decor like that's supposed to be in it.
Exactly. So that has to go in like a back room. Like if I have like in the future, maybe if I have like a gym.
Yeah, that makes
I
sense.
I could put it like in the gym. Like a shoe wall of just one of the shoes. Everybody has just one shoe rotating. Look at it when you're working out.
Look at it. Motivation. You too might have a shoe.
You too might get a shoe.
You might get a shoe.
But yeah, that's about as far as you can. Yeah. I mean, like, my dream is to, like, do products with brands, like, make lipsticks and lip glosses and
so many
face
things.
Face palettes. Brow stuff. Some of these girls got great brows.
Yes.
Let's do a brow gel line. Like
that lasts. You know, that won't go anywhere.
That won't move when I'm running and doing
sweating
all that
and
stuff
doing all of these things. Exactly.
I don't need to be on the field to sweat.
Makeup that's lightweight, but still your skin can breathe, but won't go anywhere because you're running up on the court. Because, you know, there is some girls who still want a cute, light beat
very,
on
yeah,
that court.
Very natural. Yes. Yeah.
Like... And then girls who not on the court could wear this too.
Exactly.
Like, you want to be able to make the brand or product bigger than what it is that you're just doing right now. You don't want to just gauge that specific audience. You want your demographic to be worldwide. Not just focused on sports.
Or the area.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I want people to care about you in Liberia.
Yeah, and want to buy it.
And want to support.
Exactly.
I've been doing this for 11 years, so
yes.
I have all types of different ways that I can do makeup.
I see your flexibility.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
I also see what you do on you, and I'm like, oh, you take it there.
Sometimes.
Especially on the socials. You take it there.
I do take it there.
Your eyes. I love what you do with your eyes.
Thank you.
You take it there. But everybody is not bold like that, and I get it. So
and
I
that's
like
okay.
your versatility.
Thank
your
you.
Your flexibility, for sure.
Yeah.
Me, personally, it's like, girl, if you want to be fully beat, I'll do it. If you want that light... Donnie, I got somebody, because she's more flexible with it.
I am.
I'm doing one look. Baby, the more makeup, the better.
You're getting glammed.
You're getting glammed. Airbrushed.
Lashes.
Whole nine.
Smoky eye.
Okay, exactly.
Glitter.
If you want, I hate glitter.
It's messy.
It's so messy.
It's messy. A lot of my glitters, like I have like a little detail over my brows because I had a little time.
See,
to spare.
I like that. It's
Thank
cute.
You.
It's subtle though.
Thank you.
But like the prom girl glitter. I hated prom season. I hated it.
Prom was a hard thing for me to go through. because these girls, so adorable, they come to you with these looks on their phone.
That is photoshopped and
they show it to you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, baby, I got 90 minutes. It's going to take me 90 minutes to just do that eye.
That eye.
And you're missing that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. And now I'm locked in the room with you. I got three other girls to get to.
And now everybody looking at their phone. Their moms are calling like your pictures are in 2 hours. What are you doing? You're not dressed.
You're
you still got to get your hair done.
You haven't eaten.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
And now everybody got attitude with you. No. Don't do glitter.
Yeah, no, prom is a scary time. Prom and weddings for me.
Oh God, weddings. I've done a couple weddings. Do you use help when you do weddings? Or how large are the parties are you doing?
Depends. Weddings? It depends. Well, it depends on what that check looks like.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
That's the biggest thing. If the check is really nice, then I will get assistance and I will do whatever the bride and the bridal party and the powers that be need me to do to make everything work.
Yes.
I usually try to keep it under three people. So me and two other people. After you have more than two artists with you, you've lost the plot.
Yeah.
It's different with like hiring a team like Urban Decay. They're trained by Urban Decay.
So now, they all have one way of doing it because you can tell when someone different does the makeup.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So I can't, like, it also could just be my ADD. If you can monitor five artists and, you know, get a bride happy and turn a bridal party into the same thing, then kudos to you.
Exactly.
For me, if I'm checking two people and then I'm checking my people and then I'm also checking them to make sure this isn't a fashion show and I'm not a senior artist. Okay. I'm not a global artist.
Okay.
I'm doing a bride. So I already need to give attention to the bride. I need to give attention to the people who the bride have specified that I'm doing their makeup.
The maid of honor.
The maid of honor, the mother of the bride, the mother of the groom.
Exactly.
Those people. And so those people are already, they take a lot of mental space because the happier and the more comfortable they are, not just with their look, but with the whole day, the easier your job is.
Yes.
And those four people that we named are the least comfortable on the wedding day.
Yes.
especially if it's not the bride, it's the bride's mother. If it's not the bride's mother, it's the maid of honor. Somebody in that group is losing their mind.
Exactly. And it's typically all three.
Typically, it's everyone. But yeah, so like that's already on me, right? Then you have bridesmaids. Sometimes bridesmaids want their own thing. They want
extra razzle. No, babe. Everybody's getting the same
getting the same look.
We agreed on one look because I'm not switching up my flow, my paste, or nothing. Or switching the product.
My palettes? Yes.
Message.
Everyone's getting the same thing. I'm going to tweak it so that it fits your face, but it's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing. If we're doing angled, everybody's getting angled. We're doing doll face, everybody's getting doll face.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm not talking about it anymore. So,
hello?
So, I have to, when you hire help, like, I have to make sure that one, they're confident in what they're doing, and two, nobody is keying them into switching up the plan, because people get real friendly when you're doing their makeup, is great when we're on set and stuff. We love that. But like when you're working for a bride or for, it's the same thing with fashion shows as well. When you're working under a makeup artist, it doesn't matter how friendly the model is. Like, you have to do the look that is assigned to you.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Like that's it. So, so yeah. So brides and prom are definitely, hard. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I'm so happy with athletes, because they're so easy.
So easy to please.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So happy. So happy to be there.
Yeah.
I love working with athletes. They're the best. How do you feel in terms of like with doing celebrities, like celebrity artists and celebrity actresses compared to celebrity
athletes?
Yeah.
Celebrity artists. And see, actresses are, I feel like actresses are used to being a muse. So they're not as difficult. Yeah. They just want to look good.
They just want to look the way that they know is right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So when they're on carpet and these Gettys, like, they just want to look good. They're a little more embracive to you, like trying things and stuff like that. But the artists...
Artists love you, though.
They love me because they see what I do to myself and with myself. So that's why we have that level of trust. But it's still always like, I just worked with this one artist and we did like four looks in a day for her. And I'm like, let me do this like this. Like, trust me. Like, she didn't like bangs. I put a bang on her. She loved it. That was one of her favorite looks. I'm just like, girl, sit your ass down
and literally,
let me do this on you. You hire me. And that's what I like to remember, because, yes, we have a job to do, but you also have to remember, when people book you, there's something that you have that they want brought into whatever it is that they're producing. You have this element, this missing puzzle piece that they need. And so going in there with that confidence, even if the person is a little, like, skeptical about it, or even if they might be talking shit, it's like, girl, by the time I get done, you gonna love this. There's been so many times where I may have started and it looked a certain way, especially like for award season. Everybody's like super anxious and tripping, but
tripping,
running around crazy, fingers in hell. Like, okay, what's this? Like, what's this? Girl, relax. Let me do what you booked me here to do. And and they always end up loving it. Good. I've never had an experience where they were like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never had that experience either. I think my biggest thing was just like, I think artists are kind of like, not just artists, celebrities, artists, and actresses are surrounded by teams.
Yeah.
So a lot of the communication and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's lost.
Yeah.
Which is, I like that protection, and I wish the athletes had that same protection, but like, and it's getting there. But at the same time, it's like, okay, like, I haven't gotten paid yet. I'm not about to text a celebrity.
I'm not doing that.
That's not their job.
At all. I'm going to the same person who reached out to book me to do the job.
Exactly. So, like, it's like that kind of space. I just wasn't in the space to deal with that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like what made me step away, start turning people down, things like that.
Yeah. Still, and then it's just very like demanding. It's very, very demanding. And that's one thing I will say, is like, we're athletes. With their schedule, because everybody's schedule is busy, but with athletes, I feel like they're more okay, like, this is cute. I like this. And sometimes they'll even figure out the rest. So it's like, oh, I got my own gloss. I'll just touch it up, or I'll do this. Oh, I have a wand curl. I'll just do this. But with artists, doing celebrity artists, I don't care if they're parents. I don't care what they got going on. It getting them to sit still and not just be all in their... That impossible. Is a job. It's a job within itself. It is. It's just very demanding. Phone ringing, arguing with boyfriends, baby daddies. Mike got a kid. Kids is like, you know, like you got to nurture your kids. Kids are being kids. So it's one of those things you have to have a very, very high tolerance and God's strength and patience. Yeah. I'll say that because it's very demanding.
It's very demanding.
And you have to be okay with like, well, you don't have to be okay because I know that like my clients, they don't play with me like that. I don't play with my clients like that, but they don't play with me either. Some people, I have witnessed some people who kind of talk to people who are servicing them in any type of way. And I don't play that. And I make it very clear. I'm very stern, firm, respectful, funny, cool, and all that. But I'm here to do a job. And my job is to make sure you look the way you do so we can kiki, we can do all of this. But I'm going to respect you, and you're going to respect me. Definitely.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk to me like how you talk to your assistant. I don't even appreciate how you talking to your assistant. It's not even my assistant. But that's another conversation.
No, we'll have that on our second appointment.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get through this one, but we'll talk about that on our second appointment for
sure.
Hello? Clean it up.
Clean it up. Because I probably won't answer when y'all call next time.
Yeah, like, depending, I don't like that either.
I don't like,
just like, even like, I'm not going to say any names because I don't want this to be associated with that. But even like just some of the stuff that's been coming out about artists, talking to their friends, saying like, you know, just being nasty towards people around them, having their team be nasty, because it starts from the head and it trickles down. That's the same thing in corporate. It's the same thing in this industry.
Everywhere.
People are nasty to people. Like PAs will be nasty to PAs because a director was nasty to the PA and the artist was nasty to the director.
Exactly.
It trickles down.
It does. And people only feel comfortable with being disrespectful to other people when they've had those conversations.
Yeah.
So if you had a conversation with someone's management and they talked about someone in a certain way, you get around that person and now you feel like it's okay to talk to them
that way.
Exactly.
And it's not.
It's not.
It's never with us.
Yeah. It's not happening.
It's never with us. Yeah. No, I definitely, when I walk into a room, I still do that with athletes, even though I walk into a space and they're like, oh my God, you must be the makeup artist.
Yeah.
Where do you want to set up? What do you need? My kidney? Like, they're so nice.
Yes.
But I still walk in like what's, you know, like what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I set up? Okay, right here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shades are on. One ear is in, has an AirPod in it. Yes. So very easily I'll be like, okay, thank you. And make it look like I'm
tuned out.
Tuned out.
I'm focused.
Yeah.
I'm tuned out, but
I'm not
tuned
here to
in.
Kiki. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
I come off like that on set sometimes. And sometimes people are like, yeah, when you came in, you're a little intimidated.
Uh-huh.
Did you want coffee? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Very much like that. But sometimes you have to walk in that because people need to know that just because I'm doing a service does not mean I'm less than anybody else here.
Baby, I'm here to make you look good. I'm here to help you. I can make you look crazy if I wanted to.
I can make you look crazy and then and then sit there and be like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. I
thought that's what we were going for.
Exactly. Don't play with us.
Don't play with us. I love you.
I love
sitting here and chatting with you.
Yes, girl, we can do this all day.
We can do this all day.
I forgot the cameras is on almost.
I'm going to have to invite you back.
Anytime. Anytime.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for coming to the
Period. Because the girls that get it, get it. And the ones who don't.